You're listening to The Real Short Box, a comic book podcast made for geeks by geeks.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for coming out and listening to The Real Short Box. My name is Donald.
And my name is Kevin.
And we are here today. We're going to talk about a little movie that just came out of nowhere. No one's ever heard of it. It's Avengers Infinity War.
It's going to debut this Thursday night.
This Thursday? Wow, that's crazy how fast this snuck up on us, to be honest. It was just Black Panther month, and then suddenly, boom, right in. I mean, let's be honest, Black Panther, the heat on that has just been going. It went from February into March. It's now April. It's still quite popular.
Yep.
And it's coming out soon on Blu-ray, if I recall.
Not yet. Probably another month and a half, maybe around Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, okay. So not too far out.
Not too far out. And I'm almost certain it's getting very close to $700 million domestic. And certainly it's already over $1.3 billion domestic as well. I'm sorry, $1.3 billion worldwide.
Yeah.
So it's a juggernaut. Matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if its box office actually gets a little boost this weekend, upcoming weekend, because of Avengers Infinity War.
Leading up.
Because people want to say, hey, you know what, let's go watch Black Panther again, and then...
You know, speaking of a little boost, I recently flew to China and then Thailand. Mm. And when I was on the plane, one of the movie choices I had was Avengers Age of Ultron.
Okay.
And I was like, I haven't seen that since it was out in a theater, and I didn't really care that much for it. So I played it. And to my surprise, I actually enjoyed it much better because of all the other movies that have come out after it.
Yes.
If that makes sense. It felt really disjointed when I originally watched it because there was a lot that needed to be filled in that wasn't. And especially like they did a whole scene with Claw. And I was like, you know, this is a little odd that it's right there and it just didn't feel like it was, you know, in place. But after seeing Black Panther...
It connects.
Yeah, connected more. It made more sense. It was just a smoother film overall. They even did some stuff with, Ragnarok coming. They talked about that with Thor and his dreams and stuff that he had. You know, the visions that Scarlet Witch did in his head, like the magic. It had a flash of, like, the Infinity Stones connecting mm-hmm. together and a war brewing and stuff like that. So there was a lot of this prelude to Avengers Infinity War that Age of Ultron did years ago.
And then the end credit scenes where he says, you know what, I'm just going to have to do this myself.
Yeah. So it was actually a much better film than I remembered it to be. So I would say if you haven't seen it in a while and you were on the fence or you didn't really care much for it, try watching it again now that you've seen the others and see what you think. Because I think you might be a little bit surprised.
Absolutely.
Hey. Real quick, I want to mention something, guys. Spiro's Heroes in Canoga Park. Awesome comic book shop. Great vintage collection. They have room after room after room of back issues from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and beyond. All 50 cents a piece. Sometimes they even have sales. It's 10 cents a piece, guys. I'm not kidding. You have to check them out. Spiro's Heroes in Canoga Park, California. But on that, we are here for the Avengers Infinity War. This is a big, the biggest, probably, Marvel movie of all time.
10 years in the making.
10 years in the making.
Since Iron Man came out.
Since Iron Man. That's insane. It's been 10 years. I know we've talked, you know, we did a little bit of the history of the Marvel Cinematic Universe and stuff like that, so we talked a little bit about that. But... Iron Man leading up to this, Iron Man was the linchpin that connected everything together, along with, of course, Nick Fury. They had a long time to build and interconnect these threads and prepare for this movie. What are you most looking forward to seeing?
Well, I want to see characters that have not... yet, see how they interact with each other.
Mm, okay, that's a good one.
So, you know, we see Tony Stark interact with Star-Lord, for example.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool to see.
I would love to also see Rocket Raccoon and Tony.
Work together to build something.
Yes, have to work together to build some type of device. Like, you know, like they did in the Fantastic Four, the Ultimate Nullifier to destroy or, you know, defeat Galactus. Something along those lines that they have to come together to create.
Especially Thanos' henchmen, who are no joke.
Yeah, and it would even be cool to have, like, Hank Pym. in the war room, you know, so to speak.
Strategizing.
Yeah, kind of helping with the technology and stuff and working on ideas. You know, maybe a ray that shrinks down and then expands inside the body or something once it shoots.
Or sends someone to another, was it like the microverse?
Yeah, the microverse. Oh, that'd be cool. Well, you know, wouldn't it be rad if like the Micronauts? Or, I know it's not a Marvel property, but that would be pretty
include
rad.
Them in.
Yeah, like Bug. I think Bug is still a Marvel property, if I recall.
I believe it is.
Even though his first appearance was in the Micronauts, they were anything that wasn't, I believe, part of that original universe, wasn't part of the line of, I think it was toys or something, wasn't a part of that, was indeed then property licensed of Marvel Comics. So Bug, I think, is still part of that world, although I could be wrong. But he was part of the Guardians of the Galaxy, too.
That's true.
In the Dan Abnett and Andy Lanning run.
Which was a good run, by the way.
Well, that's the run they based the movies off of.
As they should.
So who else are you looking forward to meeting up?
Well, see, I know from the trailer, one of the trailers I saw Spider-Man and Doctor Strange having a little conversation. That's pretty cool. But also Doctor Strange and Tony Stark would be a cool interaction.
Yeah. It could also be pretty cool to, I know there was an issue, I think it was Incredible Hulk 350 or 300, I can't remember which. But there was an issue where the Hulk was on a rampage and nobody could stop him but Stephen Strange.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of made him, you know, transported him to another realm. That would be kind of cool to see, but in a different way. Maybe not necessarily using the Hulk. Kind of just Strange transporting people, like he did with Thor and Loki in Ragnarok. You know, really showing his powers would be kind of a cool thing. I also think it'd be really, really, really cool if, since we're getting Thanos, if maybe we got his brother.
Oh, Star Fox?
Yes.
Eros?
Yes, Star Fox. I've been
you like him,
chomping at the bit for him. I think he's a really cool character.
Well, you know, if he doesn't show up in this one, maybe he shows up in next year's Avengers 4 secret titled movie.
Avengers 4, the secret movie.
Which,
yes.
Yeah, I think I told you my theory about that. There's one possibility that when it's all said and done, this can lead to a secret invasion involving the Skrulls.
Oh, yeah, because I think that, didn't they say that the Skrulls were in the Marvel MCU universe?
They did say that.
They did own them.
And the fact that Captain Marvel's movie comes out next year just before.
Right. That makes sense. With the big war that the Skrulls.
The Kree and the Skrulls.
The Kree and the Skrulls.
I mean, why would you introduce the Kree in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 if you had no intention of using them along with their arch rivals?
Right. And they did say that Ronan was going to be in Captain Marvel in the movie.
Makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's starting to all come together. That does make sense. And you had a theory. I think it was with Iron Man.
With Tony Stark, yes. My theory was this. You remember towards the end of the first Avengers movie when they were fighting the, what do you call it, the Chitauri?
Uh-huh.
All those ships. Remember the part where Tony went up into space to take out the ship?
Yeah.
And then he came back down?
Yeah.
I'm thinking as a possibility he could have been switched out for a Skrull. A Skrull version of Tony Stark.
Really?
And and if you remember, when he came back, especially when you go into the Iron Man 2 and 3, those sequels, he wasn't really the same person. I mean, you can tell he seemed a little bit different. And also, he ended up creating Ultron.
So that is true.
So what if, you know, this Tony Stark that we see, he doesn't know that he's not the real Tony Stark.
But he has, like, these bad tendencies. He just makes mistakes and does bad things.
Right.
Yeah, that could make sense. When they did the invasion, the secret invasion thing with the Skrulls in the comic books, they had a miniseries of the original Captain Marvel, Mar-Vell.
Yes, Mar-Vell, yes.
And he came back, and he was like, oh my God, how am I back from the dead? I died, you know, I believe it was from cancer, if I recall.
Yes, yes.
He was one of the first, if not the first, like, big superheroes to die of cancer.
Of cancer, yes.
And that was a big, you know, graphic novel. It was the death of Captain Marvel.
Yeah, 1982.
Yeah, so they did this 5-part miniseries, and in it, he was trying to figure out what's going on, but also, you know, trying to save the world and stuff. And at the end, he does realize that he actually is a Skrull. They just wiped his memory, and he did not know that he actually was a Skrull. He was like one of those sleeper agents, but he caught himself and was able to prevent disaster from happening because he was like, no, whether I'm a Skrull or not, I'm still Captain Marvel. This is who I am now. I'm going to do what's right. And it was really kind of a good story. Good story, yeah. It had a good dynamic to it as far as like the pull of good and evil and the desire to want to do good if you have these tendencies instilled upon you. So it's a good morality tale and a good tale about engineering and design when it comes to your environment.
And controlling someone's mind.
And mind control. Of course, there's always that.
Now, the Russo brothers did say something about the next movie, saying that it should scare the hell out of you.
Ooh.
So it makes me wonder, could it be Secret Invasion? It's going to catch you by surprise. So, again, if Tony could be a Skrull, it's possible that, God forbid, Hank Pym. Can you imagine Hank Pym being a Skrull?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That would kind of be odd.
Someone just out of the blue would just...
Oh, Wasp, basically. I forgot about that. Yes. Wasp will be meeting pretty much everybody for the first time,
That's
right?
correct.
Yeah, because Ant-Man was just there with some of the big wigs before, but not Wasp. And she'll... Is she going to be in the Avengers? I think so.
I would like to believe so, but I haven't seen or heard confirmation, but it would make sense.
Yeah, that would be cool if she was in that.
At least have a brief scene, you know?
Yeah, one of my favorite Captain America comics was it's just like, I think it's either his shield or his chest. I think it's his chest with the flag across it, or is it the star? I can't remember.
The star, like a star or flag across it? Yeah. That's what you're talking about, yeah.
Anyway, it was like across his chest, and she was like, hanging on to it or something, and she was like, Cap, what do we do? You know, and it's just showing how small she is compared to the rest of the world, and, like, there was some big, ominous, shadowy thing coming towards her, and I thought that was a really cool cover when I was a kid, so that was something I always remembered.
Also, there's a cool cover from the Civil War comic over a decade ago with the Iron Spider on it, and you're going to see that Iron Spider suit in the movie.
Oh, yeah, we are,
aren't we? That's going to be pretty cool.
Which was introduced in Homecoming.
Yes, it was. So you know they're not going to issue something and not have it used later at some point.
Right. At least with Marvel, we know that.
Yes.
Usually that's the case.
That's the case.
You'll see it, and it'll... Although there has been a few tiny, you know, dangling plot threads or plot lines that have yet to bear fruit, but for the most part, they've been really good about it.
Fairly consistent.
Yeah, very, very consistent.
Now, I have a question for you. Who do you think is going to die in this movie?
I think if I had to guess, I would say probably Tony, but in a different way than what we think.
Right.
I think Tony's going to become more of like what he is in or what he was here recently in the comic books, which is more of a like a Jarvis kind of a simulation. I think he's going to put his mind into there until he can find a way to get his body back.
Hmm. So kind of like we're similar to what Jor-El does?
Yeah, I think it could be what we have is if we do go the invasion route with the Skrulls, we have that they've taken his body and they're doing experiments with him and they've taken him out of his body.
Mm.
And he's therefore then unable to get back into that body and can occasionally make appearances.
That'd be pretty clever.
Yeah, as himself. So I think it's probably going to be Tony. That would be a big one, a big death.
Loki, I think, is also a possibility.
Possibly. I'm thinking...
Especially since the movie, I'm almost certain, will start right where Thor Ragnarok leaves off.
Yeah, that's true.
That'd make perfect sense.
I was thinking more along the lines of de-aging Loki.
Hmm.
As they did a while back in the comic books, they made him really young. Maybe making him more of a teenager.
Hmm.
So you can recast somebody else if Hiddleston doesn't want to be back in as Loki.
Makes sense.
And you could have him, you know, mature, and you can keep that person in a contract for a while and use them occasionally if need be.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I think everybody, there's going to be some death, but not in the way death is known to us. It's not going to be, you know, it's more comic book death than anything.
Well, they also did comment. They said death is death. If someone dies, that's it. They're not coming back. Now, of course, they could be lying and BSing around, of course.
Right.
But they're probably just setting themselves up for, you know, to make sure the contracts are up.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to wrap it up.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, you never know. Who do you think?
Well, let's see. I believe Loki's a possibility. I agree with you. Tony Stark's a possibility. Right. I think even Captain America. You know,
We know he's going to become Ronin.
Ronin.
And that's going to be interesting because in the comics, he no longer believed in American values or what the government was making him do or trying to make him do. So he left the banner of Captain America and became Ronin.
Right.
Kind of a man, you know, that wandered and saved people and was a hero.
But what is cool, as a sacrifice, as Ronan, he has the last Infinity Stone that Thanos needs, and he puts up the fight of his life. Kind of like you saw that in the trailer, in a way. They're kind of going at it. You see him, he's kind of holding his own a little bit.
Right.
But what if at the end, you know, he did everything he could, but just couldn't...
Captain America is everything in the movies that I've wanted Superman to be.
I agree. And therefore killing him off in a very... respectful way, you know, something that shocks the audience that really tugs at your heart would be a great way to, like,
one of the biggest surprises I think of the MCU is how good Captain America has been, mm-hmm. particularly because we were always concerned that everyone was going to be not liking him internationally because he's got America attached to his name.
Right.
But there's so many fans of Captain America all over the place. What I did see a lot when I was in China was Spider-Man.
Oh, it makes sense.
Spider-Man's a huge thing in China, definitely, which is very cool.
But would it be cool, though? You know, like I said, if he gets taken out, Thanos picks up that final stone, puts it into that gauntlet, and then does the snap.
Goes to black.
Screen goes to black.
Huh.
You see the credits come on. Everyone's just stunned.
No music. No music. Silent.
Exactly. Just silence.
Yeah.
You're stunned. The credits come on. People talk and whispering, oh, my God.
And do you think maybe it stays black, or do you think there's like a little, like a tug of light at the end after the credits?
That'd be pretty cool. You start seeing the Infinity Gauntlet working.
Right.
And during the end credits, and you start seeing different collage of images.
Yeah, yeah. So this is some good stuff to think about when we're going along with the idea of this movie coming out so soon in the next, 4 or 5 days?
Yes, in the next 4 or 5 days, at least from this time. And also the fact that Wakanda will play a big pivotal role, I hear, in the movie.
Yeah.
Especially looking at the trailer, you can tell that it seems like everyone's going to be assembling there for the final battle.
That'll be interesting. I'm wondering how Vibranium, if it does fit in, you know, if there's a need for it, or if that's where the last
stone is,
maybe Vision's there.
Especially
or something.
In that meteor that we saw at the beginning of Black Panther when we were talking about it. Wouldn't it be cool? Would it make some sense if this last stone they need is actually in?
That's true.
That meteor.
That's very true. Right. Yeah. And Thanos could basically just decimate Wakanda. And
go get it.
Yeah. That would be very cool. Also, the introduction of the White Wolf, I think, is a cool add-in.
Yes, that's very much.
So we'll see where that pans out.
Yes.
But I don't want to get too much into it because I don't want to, you know, potentially spoil fake ideas or what we're actually thinking, you know.
And if 75% of what we say happens to be correct, then boy, high five.
Right, high five to us. But I think that's going to be it for us for this time. With that, I am Donald.
I am Kevin. I want you to have fun this coming weekend if you're going to go watch Infinity War. It's going to be a blast.
Enjoy yourselves. Take your friends. If you don't have friends, just go by yourself and have some fun anyway.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what comics and comic book movies are for. Please follow us on Instagram,
iTunes,
YouTube, Facebook, all the fun stuff. And if you have some time, maybe we'll see you
at the comic shop.
This has been The Real Short Box. We'll see you at the comic shop. Thanks for listening.